The COVID-19 crisis is taking an incredible physical and emotional toll on the medical professionals working on the front lines. One doctor in Louisiana is making it his mission to make sure these doctors, nurses, and staff are also taking care of themselves, too. Eileen Fleming has more.
After 41 years as an emergency medical physician, Dr. Jay Kaplan knows a disaster when he sees one. And he knew early on that the coronavirus was going to be bad. The 71-year-old doctor is medical director of care transformation at 5 hospitals in the LCMC system and oversees employee wellness programs. In March, Kaplan watched as facilities were quickly flooded with patients, putting the system itself in danger of running out of beds and ventilators. Physical protection equipment, now commonly known as PPE, was getting low. Healthcare workers were pulling long shifts and under great stress. During his rounds and checking with staff, he ramped up wellness sessions held at nursing stations and emergency units to bring care to the caretakers.
I can see past the masks. I pay attention. I listen. I listen with my ears to their voice, to the tone in their voice, not necessarily to their words. And I can see across the room, I see a nurse, and as I'm sharing, I see her eyes tear up.
He's visiting all 5 hospitals: University Medical Center, West Jefferson Hospital, New Orleans East, East Jefferson Hospital, and Touro, to meet and offer services to those working the front line. He talked with the lab director, who, after working long, intense shifts, goes home to even more stress.
She works a 12-hour day in the hospital under intense pressure, and she has to go home to deal with 2 kids, one of whom was previously her golden child and now is acting out.
Kaplan told her what services were available through the hospital and advised her to be proud of the good work she was doing, and he gave her his cell number. He's also accepted loads of Facebook friend requests from staff. The main thing they needed to know, Kaplan said, was to realize they were helping people who needed them most, and they should be proud. Patients don't have family with them in the hospital, and the hand-holding and comforting words they offer are precious. He said medical workers are often their own harshest critics, blaming themselves for those they couldn't save, not remembering the ones they helped. So he brings the latest data that shows progress being made in reducing the number of patients, flattening the curve. To bolster team spirit, UMC set up a fund for environmental services workers who clean the facilities and transport workers who get patients to the hospitals. He talks about emergency medical staff like a team whitewater rafting. Everyone on the boat is important. In one wellness session, he was pictured on his knees at a unit visit, bending down to express his gratitude. Rachel Nickel is an ICU nurse at University Medical Center. She was impressed with Kaplan's willingness to share his own emergency experience, and she especially appreciated a poem he wrote about coronavirus and his updated progress reports.
He was very open about, you know, where he's been and what he's done and what he's experienced. And he shared that with us as well. And it does really put it into perspective. He was great, really great.
Kaplan says what troubles him most in this pandemic is that it's a marathon with no finish line. And he's not sure what the exact toll is on healthcare workers. The state health department is not tracking coronavirus rates on staff, and there is no treatment. He says the massive unemployment caused by the stay-home orders will likely trigger future health issues linked to stress and income loss. And he steadfastly approves of physically distancing from each other and keeping schools and bars closed for months.
I don't think I'm immortal anymore. I say to folks, look, if you believe in a higher power, that's fine. And if you don't, that's also okay. I'm just going to share with you a perspective. And I'll say, guess where we are now? We are truly in the valley of the shadow of death. And we'll get through it. We'll get through it by feeling connected to each other, being a team, and having some faith, hope, and optimism.
At Children's Hospital in New Orleans, I'm Eileen Fleming.